Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody on this fourth Sunday in Advent, and we are so glad that you are with us today, and we want to welcome all of you, and looking forward to the choir here in a little bit presenting a new cantata, and David's going to tell you a little bit more about that when we get started, because we've jumped up our technology a little bit this year. And he'll say more about that. But we're so glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome you. And the God of possibilities has brought love into the world through his Son. And so let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria as we begin today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin this morning. We look for a surprising sign of love for the world.
A young woman gives a child.
Mary gives birth to a son. She calls him Jesus.
The child points us to God's love.
Let us rejoice and sing God with us. Well, let's join together there and sing our first hymn this morning, Angels We Have Heard on High. You can either turn into your hymn books to 132, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Glorious God, we rejoice in the good news of your love. Enter into our brokenness and renew us with the love of Jesus, God's Son. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And various ones of the Maxson family are coming this morning to help us out with our Advent readings this morning.
As Emmanuel, the God who is with us. We are free to love others because God first loved us.
The fourth candle of Advent invites us to reflect God's love in our lives.
We light this candle so that we can see who we are called to love today.
Let us pray. Holy One, help us to know we are deeply loved and to share that same unconditional love with others. May our lives reflect the warmth and wonder of this flame. Make your church a place of love and acceptance in our community. Amen. Let us sing the fourth verse of There's a Song in the Air.
It is in your bulletin. We rejoice in the light, and we echo the song that comes down through the night. Heavenly throne, and we shout to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in his cradle our I'm going to invite our kids to come forward this morning. Come on now.
Good morning, good morning. Wow, look at those Christmas sweaters you got there. How's everybody doing? Come on. All right. Okay, so if we remember from last Sunday, how many candles should we have right now? Well, come on, girls. How many do we have? Okay, we should have three. That's right. Can anybody remember what they are? You remember? What's the first one? Hope. Okay, we'll take that one. Hope. Hope. What's the next one? Well, wait a minute, you're getting ahead now. We got hope. Does anybody remember what that second one was? Well, joy's the third one. Okay, I'll take that one. Joy's the third one. What was that second one? Peace. Peace. Huh? Yeah, peace. And now, what's the fourth one? There you go, love, yes. So the new one that they lit this morning is love. So that's what we celebrate with Jesus coming into our world over 2,000 years ago when Jesus came into the world. We celebrate because Jesus is God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And that means God's love has come into the world through Jesus. And so whenever we're feeling sad, or when maybe we don't feel love, we got to remember that God loves us so much. That's why Jesus came into the world. And that's what the choir here in a little bit is going to sing about, is God's love coming into the world. Okay? So let's say them again, and let's start with the first one. The first one is hope, then peace, then joy, and love. There we go. Good. Now, Take these with you. Don't blow them out. Keep them lit all week. And then, if you're able, depends on what your family's doing, if you're able to come back on Saturday night. No, you can't blow them out. You got to keep them lit. We got to keep them lit. On Christmas Eve, when we come back, we're going to light one more. And that's going to be that white one in a minute. The white candle, yes. And who do you think represents the white candle? Who are we celebrating coming into the world? Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Jesus is coming into the world. And that white candle represents Jesus. And then we'll have all five of them. Okay? All right. You guys can go back to your seats because I don't think you're going downstairs today. You're going to listen to the choir, so. All right. So we're going to go to prayer, and we're going to be doing this a little bit different this morning so that we can get the cantata in. You got to love the kids. I love the kids. So what we're going to do, since we're not going to take joys and concerns, here's what I'm going to invite you to do. In just a moment, Carla's going to play. And if there was a name or a need or something that was on your heart, or maybe a name that you would have shared, I'm just going to ask you to lift that name up to the Lord there in your seats in a little bit while she plays like we normally do. And then I'm going to come and close us out. And I'm going to agree with you for those needs that were mentioned, that or those persons that you mentioned today in your prayer, quiet prayer there while she plays, and ask the Lord to touch and move in those situations. And if you think about it, pray for the choir too. They've already asked about praying for us this morning. And I said, I have been already. let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Just so grateful this morning. We're grateful for your presence that is here today. We're grateful that we can celebrate today God's love in the world in a new and wonderful way, like the world never experienced before. And that's because of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, coming. And Lord, I pray today for each one that's here. Lord, as they lifted up maybe needs in their own life or maybe needs in the lives of others, they lifted up names to you, God, and situations. I just ask that you would move and work in those situations as only you can do, God. You know everyone, Lord, if there's those that are in need of healing today, I pray that you would bring healing and grace and strength and faith. Lord, if there are those that need comfort and peace today, I pray and ask that you would bring comfort and peace to those in need today. And Lord, Lord, we're thankful that as we celebrate this season, that you are with us. Because you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst of us today. We ask that your peace would reign in this world
and that people throughout our world would come to know as you work and as you lead and as you work and guide to bring people to that understanding of the love of God through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I pray for each one that's here today. May they be touched by the singing that takes place. And thank you, Lord, for the choir that has worked so hard over the past 2 months. I pray that you would not only anoint them and use them, but help them to sing forth and to be a blessing as you use us today. And we're grateful and thankful for all of these things as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for taking time to pray with us this morning. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And once again, I just want to say thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving and your hard work through this season and this entire year. And it's how we continue to be a blessing into our community and world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the opportunity we have to give. You are the one that showed us what it meant to give. So we give today, and we ask that you would use this offering to further the work of your church here locally and the work of the kingdom around the world. As we ask it now in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. And you may be seated this morning.
You are going to watch a video up here. Okay, now, just because the choir is singing doesn't mean you don't get to, because there is three songs in this cantata that the congregation can participate in, okay? And the words are going to be up there for you. So it's like the first Noel, Joy to the World, and believe it or not, Holy, Holy, Holy is incorporated in this cantata. So I hope you enjoy.
Jumping to the second song, and I don't know why. I can't get it to go back.
Was too certain for shame. change history, a miracle that took place 2,000 years ago. We sing of the humble birth of a baby, a child whose coming had been planned from the foundation of the world. And we sing of a Savior who is coming again. This is the good news of Christmas.
We have a story, the greatest ever told. The world is waiting, a world in need of hope. The stage is silent.
God and sinners reconciled, it's Emmanuel. God is with us. That's the miracle of Christmas.
The cast was chosen, the drama had begun. Mary and Joseph.
God and sinners reconciled. It's Emmanuel. God is with us. That's the miracle of Christmas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Rejoice with great joy. They rejoice with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Let us pray.
Jesus now. We are standing in his presence. We are standing in his presence. We are standing in his presence.
Receive it, you're holding a Creator becoming one of his created to endure pain, danger,
rejection, and death. The Almighty lay inside His glory to rescue us.
See the Virgin.
Walk on water, turn the water into wine. Touch the lepers, bless the children, love both human and divine. Praise the wisdom of the Father who has spoken through His Son. Speaking still, He calls us to the glory of possible. Hallelujah, 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 glorious impossible. Was bruised for our transgressions, and He bears eternal scars. He was raised for our salvation, and His righteousness is ours. Praise, oh praise Him, praise the glory of this lavish grace so full. Lift your souls now and receive the glorious, impossible. Praise the glory of this lavish grace so full. Lift your souls now and receive the glorious impossible.
Good news.
Give them another hand. They did such a wonderful job this morning. We just want to take a moment just to thank David Maxson, our choir director. Yes, and our choir. And thank you so much to some of our folks that stepped in.
It's okay. It's okay.
And helped us sing our Christmas cantata. We needed those extra voices, and we appreciate that so much. And so I'm going to let them go down. And you can stand and follow my instructions. So I don't want you walking all over the sanctuary greeting people. I just want you to turn around and shake a couple hands because we'll be able to talk downstairs. You can say hi as I get ready to sing our final little chorus there. Morning 139, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy night. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Of your bulletin this morning, let's join together for our benediction. Do not be afraid. God is truly with us.
Go forth in God's love
and Christ's peace. Amen.